Thank you, Chair. I will limit my intervention to the section on risk mitigation. We have the following points to make. We would like the SHAPO to this section to read as other measures to be implemented in accordance with national policies or framework to mitigate risks and further enhance compliance with IHL. Secondly, in the first para, we think that the phrase reliable expectation of how the weapon system will perform in the anticipated circumstances of its use is fairly vague and subjective and could be dropped unless there is a common understanding on what reliable expectations is achieved within the group. However, we would agree with the proposal made by the Russian Federation, as also supported by the ICRC and many other delegations, on the need to include requirements for testing and evaluation of the systems to take place in real or realistic operational environments. On para two, we would like to insert states should, consistent with their legal obligations, conduct legal reviews of laws to understand the weapons capabilities and limitations. On paragraph three, we believe the word detecting here is not enough. We should add detecting and mitigating possible unwanted bias in data sets, including to tackle data drift. And here we would also agree with the point made by some other delegations on unwanted bias being redundant, and bias is presumably always unwanted. In the last para, on para four, we could, to bring uniformity with paragraph three, add by referring to detecting and mitigating unwanted automation. We would also like to propose a new measure based on guiding principle E agreed by the group, which would read as, when developing or acquiring new weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the areas of lethal autonomous weapon systems, physical security, appropriate non-physical safeguards, including cyber security against hacking or data spoofing, the risk of acquisition by terrorist groups, and the risk of proliferation should be considered. And we would be happy to send this in writing to the chair. Thank you.
Oh, very effective.